America is in the midst of an historic surge in legalized gambling.
And that's a cover. And that's $10,500.
Now that sports betting is completely legal in all these states, you can just open up an app on your phone.
New technology gives 24/7 access to sportsbooks while gambling operators spend billions on advertising.
The advertisements are clear as day that if you're gonna come down here, make sure you put in some money on the game.
Now, addiction groups say problem gambling is on the rise, with more young people seeking help than ever before.
I had fallen deeper into the world of online sports betting. My life was completely shattered.
Before online casinos, if we had a person coming in under 24 years old, it was rare. Now kids coming in at 17 years old, that's the norm.
All right, Sandy Rios with you on Sandy Rios 24/7. Yes, I know. We have so many problems in our country right now, it's hard to know what to talk about. But I have to say that this is one of those that affects our children, our families, our husbands mostly, maybe some wives, and is causing tremendous destruction to families. It always has. Yet the seduction of gambling is so great. Maybe not for some of you. Maybe if you have some of you have no experience. I had a friend many years ago in Wheaton, just a great lady, lived in a beautiful home. Her daughter went to school with my son, very elegant, educated. Her husband got a gambling addiction, and they lost everything, including their home. So I have some familiarity with this, and I think it's time to talk about it. And when I was in Washington recently at the Faith and Freedom Forum, I ran across someone that I had known for years who's probably one of the nation's leading experts on this issue. This will not be boring, so I hope you will stay with us. Of course, this is Sandy Rios on Sandy Rios 24/7. We love hearing from you. You can call us at 662-821-2040. That's 662-821-2040. You can write us at sandy@afr.net. You can listen to the program on any podcast platform, whether it's Apple or Spotify, whatever your favorite. Certainly home base for many of you is AFR Talk, AmericanFamilyRadio.net. If you go to that, you can find the podcast. That's our home base, AmericanFamilyRadio.net. Or you can go to SandyRios.com. That's the website, and it's very easy to listen to it at that point. We're in the middle of a real struggle against globalism. It's happening really all over the world. It's a fight for life, faith, family, and freedom. And we're fighting, really, the Prince of Darkness. I was just reading in Luke about the temptation that Satan brought Jesus to, and he promised him all the kingdoms. And he said he had that power. That's what Satan declared. I can give you all of this. He is the Prince of Darkness. He is the Prince of this world. And he seeks to destroy our children and our very souls. And make no mistake, the attack is starting now at conception. Preborn's network of clinics continues to shine bright in the darkest corners of our country, where abortions take place thousands of times a day. If we can defend the defenseless and then share God's love and compassion with them, we will see the transformation of generations to come. One heartbeat at a time and one heart at a time is how Preborn introduces mothers to their precious preborn babies. The ultrasound is the weapon and the heart is the game changer. This combination leads to Preborn saving over 280,000 babies to date. Your donation of $28 sponsors one ultrasound and is critical to the battle for life. Let's join together and save as many lives and hearts as possible. Please give as generously as you can. You can go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy. I promise you that even if gambling is not an issue in your life or your family's life, this will be very informative and interesting. My guest is a professor from the University of Illinois, again, one of the nation's leading experts on the topic of gambling. So sit back and enjoy today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.
From American Family Radio, Sandy Rios.
We are not called to be nice. We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
I think the most important thing we need to demonstrate to our children is genuineness. that we actually believe what we say we believe.
A longtime Fox News contributor, Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
Seek justice, not social justice, but God's justice, what's right and what's wrong.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association,
a pro-life radio talk show host.
We've got to say this is the line. Life is sacred.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something. All right, this is Sandy Rios with you. Sandy Rios 24/7. Today, this is an interview I didn't expect, and actually it's really going to be fun. It's kind of like a walk back in time for me because Professor John Kent, a professor at the University of Illinois in business and legal policy and a bunch of other things we'll talk about, just grabbed me and said I had asked him to be on my show in Chicago years ago. And it brought back so many memories, and he is still on the issue of gambling. And I just think it'll be great to have a conversation about it. So before I tell my story about how I got interested in gambling, I want to welcome you, John. Thank you for joining. Or Professor Kent.
Oh, thank you. Is my tie straight?
Your tie? Yeah. Yeah, for radio?
Yeah. Right, yeah, for radio. Yeah.
We could pull that mic down. There you go. There you go.
Okay.
All right, so Professor Kent, when I first started radio in Chicago, on my very first show, now this was, I was filling in for a host who was doing the drive time. This is my first, and they let me fill in because I was going to take an earlier day part show. I ended up actually getting his job later, but that's a long story. So I was filling in. I've never been on the radio. I'm sitting in that studio, and I've got stickums on all what we call pots, those things. And you had a lot more control in those days. You know, we had the call right. Little box, and they were like 15 lines, and then we had all of the, you know, the levels and all of that. It was so I had stickers everywhere because I'd never done it before. And as I was preparing, I don't know how this happened. I don't know if this was my idea, but the whole issue of casino gambling was the hot topic in Illinois. They were trying to build 10. You may remember trying to get licensed for 10. And so I thought, we didn't have the internet then. We didn't have any of that. And I didn't know nothing about gambling. So I spent the whole day like cramming, calling my friends, trying to, you know, learn as much as I could. And so when the mic went on, my first hour, and it goes hot, and I introduce myself nervously, and then I do the setup to do an open line on gambling. And I'm delivering all this information that's fresh in my head. I'm no expert. And then it was time to go to the phone lines. And I'm telling you, my heart was pounding out of my chest as I looked at those phone lines. This is in Chicago, and I'm just praying, Lord, please, please have someone call. The phone lines lit up, and I was off to the races. And that was my first day on radio on WYLL in Chicago. So anyway, but so later as I covered this, because I did cover this very faithfully for a number of years in Illinois, I came across Professor John Kent. And so, John, I know you'll have to help me here, because I don't recall, how did you get involved? Why is this an area of interest to you?
Well, we had the governor's administration back about 1990 or maybe even a little earlier, and they sat down with a bunch of us professors and said, look at all this gambling and how it's being promoted here and lobbied for. And is this going to work? And so I looked around at the political science professor and the government professor and the econ professors. And we all looked at this and analyzed it. And for the first 15 minutes, we said, you know, this looks really good. And then after 15 minutes, we all kind of started looking at each other and saying, this is just legalized fraud. That's what they're promoting here. The only people who are going to win on this are the owners of the gambling
casinos
and the lobbyists.
Yep.
This is a socially destructive mechanism for taking money from people. And just look around. We're talking billions and billions of dollars. You know, Las Vegas wasn't built on winners. It's built on losers. So do you really want to make your population base a bunch of losers? And unfortunately, the lobbying is so intense, there's so much money involved in the lobbying effort, that the academics, the facts, the public health, safety, and welfare get buried by that. And as professors, we're supposed to promote the public health, safety, and welfare. Well, where's the public health when you're creating new addicted gamblers? New addicted gamblers, doubling the number of gamblers. Where's the public safety when you're increasing crime? People lose their money and they then resort to property crimes and even more violent crimes, up 10% per year, every year as people lose their money. And where's the welfare when people are losing their money and bankrupting themselves personally and professionally? Up 18 to 42% according to the studies. Wow. So it's lose-lose for the public. It's lose-lose for everyone except the people who are cut in on the deal.
Yes, so we know that. You and I know that. But somehow we've lost this battle. When these 10 casinos, they were pushing that in Chicago or Illinois, they promised that they were going to use that money to fund education. Do you remember that? It was going to help schools.
Sure.
And did that ever happen, John?
No. As a matter of fact, I was reading a report out of Illinois not long ago that showed that the number of grade school and high school students who can't read at grade level in Illinois is a national scandal. It's like only 20% in some districts where the students could read at grade level. This is not about the public welfare. This is about enriching people, making millionaires into billionaires, and corrupting government.
Let's talk about that, because now look, I'm drawing from however many years ago it was that I talked about this, the 90s, so we could figure that out. So this is from memory, but I recall all the interviews I did, there was a story, I believe it was out of a southern state, might have been Louisiana, had the testimony from a congressman or a legislator there that gambling had come in and basically taken over. They had bought and paid for government, the legislature, and it was complete corruption. They couldn't get anything done that really helped the people. I could be wrong about it being Louisiana.
Yeah, we've done analyses of that from an academic standpoint, and the biggest lobbying groups in the country now are the gambling lobby. If you go down to Georgia, for example, recently they had 84 lobbyists hired just to lobby the Georgia legislature, and that's not including their staffs. In Virginia, wow. I went to testify in Virginia before, and they literally hired every lobbying firm in Virginia except two, which were religiously based and wouldn't take their money, so that they wouldn't have any opposition. If you hire every lobbying firm in the state, there's no opposition, and the legislators are being totally misled. But the national media gets it. The secular media is 90% against this. The religious media is 100% against it.
No, wait, against gambling?
Against gambling. Oh, yes.
The media is against gambling?
Oh, yeah. You look at the New York Times. A year ago, they did a huge series talking about corruption in the sports gambling industry and what was going on. I've got a front page of Newsweek here from 2014 showing how kids are getting addicted to gambling. The American Psychiatric Association has declared gambling a recognized addiction similar to cocaine addiction, and 5 to 11% of kids are now technically problem gamblers or are hooked on gambling. And the industry knows this. This is their base.
It's like cigarettes.
Yeah, and so kind of like Joe Camel was years ago, that they're using these kids' games that are free, so to speak, to establish the next generation, their population base, and people. The bottom line: people need to know that this is a recognized addiction. It's like the opioid addiction that flew under the radar for years and years. It is now coming back. People are starting to realize this. We've known this for well over 30 years, although the industry's been denying it officially, and they can't deny it anymore. The international medical communities, the U.S. medical communities say this is an addiction. So what are they going to do? They're going to use sports gambling. They're going to put it on everybody's phone. So if your kids want drugs, they have to walk across the street and find a pusher. But not for gambling addiction. All they have to do is pull out their phone, and you can lose your tots to online slots.
You know, when this was an issue in Illinois in the 90s, there was only one conservative group that I knew of fighting back, and it was the Methodist Church. It's so strange. Nobody else, everybody else was asleep at the wheel, and they didn't really care. I don't think anybody ever spoke out about it in churches or conservative organizations. I can't remember anybody really campaigning against this.
Well, actually, a group called the National Coalition Against Legalized Gambling started in Illinois, in Galena, Illinois, where they wanted to put a casino. And let me do a little footnote to that. A casino license on the open market is worth $500 million to $1 billion. Illinois gave away their licenses.
That's right.
Their licenses for like $150,000 each to political insiders. And if you read the news reports, you'll see that some of those insiders wound up in jail and in dire straits with criminal activity. So the state of Illinois actually, on 10 casinos, got cheated out of at least $10 billion that could have gone to education or could have gone to other things if they had charged the fair market value of those licenses. And they've just authorized some more casino licenses in Illinois.
Oh, wow.
And I think they're about $100,000 to $150,000 per license. I could be incorrect on that. But again, it's another big giveaway in Illinois. And the other thing I should say is that Illinois is the first state outside of New Jersey and Nevada to get sports gambling. And I'm looking at a front page article here. They got the sports gambling on June 28th, 2019. And the sports gambling was initiated in 2020. And the Chicago Tribune reported about 2 years later that the Illinois Department of Human Services in their 2022 report reported 383,000 addicted gamblers in Illinois. Just like drug addiction, these are mostly new addictions. This is a huge multi-billion dollar problem for the state of Illinois. Plus, 761,000 problem gamblers who are on the way to becoming gambling addicts. And now, if you go to Illinois, and you'll see slot machines everywhere. They now have more slot machines than Nevada. And the fact that this is on the front page of the Chicago Tribune from the Illinois Department of Human Services, I mean, this is authoritative. And the Chicago Trib did a massive analysis of this. Yeah. And it's not the only state. It's just a good example of those states which have not yet legalized sports gambling, where they're headed.
Let me ask you something else, John, because, you know, that's my home state. And I was born there, grew up there, raised my kids there, and then I ended up going to D.C., and but so that changed my life a bit. But I love Illinois, and people think, and rightfully so, that Illinois is so corrupt. They think of all the, it's almost become a joke. Like New York has become a joke, like California's become a joke, because they become so corrupt and decadent. And people don't have a good opinion of Illinois now, especially ever since really Barack Obama was elected, I think. But did the gambling situation contribute to any of that decay at all? We used to have some really good politicians who were honest men, and they really fought against things like this. But they're gone now.
Yeah. The lobbying effort, the money is just huge. And, of course, the state of Illinois, as Oprah says, be number one in what you do. And Illinois is number one in governors going to jail.
Yes, it's true.
And quite a few of them, if not all, had a connection to the gambling, was an element of their problem. Now, they may not have gone to jail on that issue, but it was always a side issue, if not a primary issue, in the corruption in much of the Illinois politics.
Let's talk about, you touched on this, but we didn't really drill down on it. Help people to understand, again, John, why this is so deadly for families. We talk about these big politicians and huge amounts of money, and that's a problem, we understand. But for people, for regular people, what is this doing to them?
Well, the first thing is the public has been dumbed down by billions of dollars in PR propaganda from the gambling industry. And it started with the lotteries using taxpayer dollars to say, oh, play the lottery. This is just fun and games, no problems. Well, within 3 or 4 years after the lottery came to Georgia, for example, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution did a major issue story on the number of kids who were hooked on lottery, buying lottery tickets. But these stories, even though the national press has done huge series on this, the LA Times, the Washington Post, the Chicago Tribune, Philadelphia Inquirer, the New York Times, they've all done huge series talking about the downside of this, but the public propaganda that's out there from the gambling industry is just overwhelming. And now you see it on TV. If you watched the Super Bowl last year, the Wall Street Journal indicated in an article on Super Bowl weekend last year that millions of people were being cheated by sports gambling bookies. And these are supposedly the legal bookies. Now, this is not me saying this. This is the Wall Street Journal on last year's Super Bowl weekend publishing this. And we were talking about back in the 1990s. I just happened to have a copy of an article here from the Chicago Sun-Times where Jesse Jackson on Martin Luther King Day, Martin Luther King Day's speech in Chicago says, and I'm paraphrasing his quote here, that gambling is now the new economic chains of slavery. Wow. You've got the article there right in front of you. Yeah. You can read the exact quote if you wish. But that was his theme. Yeah. And poor people are being targeted. Minorities are being targeted. And across the board, what is really important is that kids are being targeted.
That's horrific, and that is a new wrinkle that we've never had before. But I remember, and you know this much better than I do, that bankruptcies, foreclosures, families, people. I remember there was a man. I lived in Wheaton, which is a very affluent town. It was, and this guy that I was acquainted with got addicted, and he was a very successful businessman. He lost everything. His family had to move. I knew his wife and children. It affects everyone. It's not just the poor or the disenfranchised, whatever word they use these days. But it's also very established people who are getting destroyed by this.
Yes, we have documented multiple businesses that went bankrupt because their accountant or someone else in the business got addicted to gambling, embezzled from the company, and threw the company into bankruptcy. Mostly small businesses, but substantial businesses, you know, with 100, 200, 300 employees. And this is, from an economic standpoint, this is not the route to go. So,
but to explain to people, can you explain to people why it's not a good thing to buy a lottery ticket? Look, it's worth $1 billion. It's worth $500,000. It's $1 million. The ticket, I don't know what tickets cost because I don't do that. Because I was well-trained. I got in my DNA from doing those interviews not to do that. Yeah. So what's wrong with that? It's like they're poor. They need money. Why wouldn't they do that?
Well, they're selling a dream. They're selling hope. And if it were not legalized, it would be consumer fraud. And technically, consumer protection agencies should really be down on all of this, particularly now that they're doing it on the internet. We had, of those people addicted or becoming addicted, 20% will attempt suicides, and it doesn't surprise me that one of your examples commit suicide. In Senator Paul Simon, a former senator from Illinois, in his church, a lady got hooked and committed suicide, and he then was inspired to start the National Gambling Impact Study Commission, which was a federal commission co-sponsored by Senator Richard Lugar out of Indiana. The facts on this are nonpartisan, they're bipartisan. Facts are facts. You've got the left and the right saying, we've got to do something about this.
But I don't hear anyone talk, I don't hear any politician using this as part of their platform. I don't hear anybody, Chris, I don't see television interviews on it. So something's missing here, John, in public knowledge and information.
Well, the public is going to have to step up to this, just like on the immigration issue and other overwhelming issues in this country. The people have been dumbed down and propagandized, in this case, by the gambling industry. And we had Senator Paul Simon, and in a bipartisan way, passed the National Gambling Impact Study Commission. There were 9 commissioners on it, including James Dobson. There were 4 gambling commissioners on it. But at the end of the commission, which took approximately 5 years, it became a very negative commission on gambling, including the people, mostly, who were from the gambling industry. They acknowledged that you should not ever, ever have gambling on the internet. Well, look where it is today. How did that happen?
I know.
That's by lobbyists going state to state. That's by a aberrant U.S. Supreme Court decision in 2018, which they're using under the color of legality to pass questionable state laws that I hope will be challenged in the future. As a matter of fact, we just had a law professor at Emory write an article talking about how these sports gambling and gambling in general is a violation of the 14th Amendment. Wow. What do you mean? It's a deprivation of life, suicides, liberty, and property without due process of law. Government is cheating its citizens.
And actually, government's not making the money. It's private entities. They're making
right.
deals. But one matter of history, before we stop our conversation, John, I remember that in the United States, in our history, we had 2 major waves of gambling. People don't even know this. And the second one that I know about was the reason why a lot of Christians will recognize this. Why when you, well, for me, when I grew up, cards was like, you know, cards were horrible. People did not play cards in a conservative Christian homes. And that's because that was a carryover from the backlash against men getting addicted to gambling and losing their salaries,
right.
homes breaking up. It was maybe overreaction, but it happened, and that's the result of that. But they did wipe it out twice. So what's it going to take here, John, us to do the same thing?
Well, I mentioned this in a statement before submitted to Congress back in 1994 before a House Small Business Committee. I said, look, this was criminalized by the Teddy Roosevelt generation because of all of these social problems. They didn't have the academics that we have today. They didn't have the algorithms that we have today. There's no doubt about this. 98 to 99% of academics will agree that this, across the board, this is lose-lose for everything in every discipline. As a matter of fact, we have a Illinois Law Review that came out in 2021 with professors on all sides of the issue saying this gambling is not working. This law review is the biggest selling law review in the history of the University of Illinois.
Wow.
It has sold thousands and thousands of copies. And out of the university also, we have huge red volume books, what we call the Red Flag Report on Gambling, that documents all of this. It's volume after volume after volume from the William Hine Company. And it's thousands and thousands of pages of academic economic and government reports, and they're all 98% negative on gambling. So the citizens groups that you asked about earlier, there's a huge group now that's nationwide called Stop Predatory Gambling. StopPredatoryGambling.org online. And there's another huge group that started in Georgia called Moms Against Gambling, or I think their website is MomsAgainstGambling.org. But the people are pushing back. In Congress right now, there's the Kids Online Safety Act. In the Senate, it has 65 co-sponsors.
Wow.
It's totally nonpartisan, bipartisan. And a companion bill has been introduced in the House. So if the country can get back on track, we can pass some good legislation to protect our kids from online predators involving pornography, sex trafficking, drugs, and gambling.
Professor Kent, it's amazing to me and also very impressive that you have so focused on this and brought so much great information and stood in the gap, because in Illinois we really did have some good success holding back for a long time when we had good people. And so and this is really informative, because I don't think people have the knowledge. They don't really there's so many problems right now, no one's thinking
right.
about gambling, and so this is growing probably in the absence of people paying attention
right.
to
it's flying under the radar.
Okay.
And the lobbyists know that.
All right, so stoppredatorygambling.org, MomsAgainstGambling.org, and the Kids Only Safety Act in the Senate. So
kids,
those are
Kids Online. Kids Online.
Kids Online Safety Act. We'll put that on our Facebook page so that people can find our social media. So,
well, thank you,
Dr.
for
John
what you
Kent. And one last thing, University of Illinois has been one of the finest law schools in the country.
Yes,
right? But it's like an unsung hero. I don't know if people know that.
Well. Thank you. The University of Illinois has been leading edge in many different areas, and it's nice that U.S. Senator Paul Simon, former Senator Paul Simon, and people of his caliber have supported the university and supported the research that we've done at the university with colleagues throughout the country, not just at the University of Illinois, but we document with our colleagues from all across the country on these issues.
Yeah, great work. My husband's a graduate of your law school, so.
Well,
anyway,
that's why it's so good.
Well, it is good. Yeah. When I was a kid, it was hard, really hard, to get into the University of Illinois.
Yeah.
That was the creme de la creme. So I just wanted to say that. John Kent, thank you, Professor Kent.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on after 30 years.
My pleasure. All right, Sandy Rios coming to you live from the Washington Hilton at the Road to Victory Conference. And thanks for listening on Sandy Rios 24/7.
This is Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
Every podcast I tell you about Preborn, and generally speaking, I ask you to donate as much as you can to, you know, provide the ultrasounds. But if you have the means, and some of you do, would you consider a leadership gift to save babies in a bigger way? Your tax-deductible donation of $5,000 will sponsor Preborn's entire network for 24 hours, helping to rescue 200 babies. To donate, all you have to do is go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy. Hi, this is Sandy Rios. A lot of Christians would be shocked to learn they are personally profiting from abortion and pornography. It's unnerving to realize just how many companies and corporations are actively involved in unbiblical practices. To help cut through the red tape, there is a great option known as Timothy Plan. Timothy Plan is the pioneer in biblically responsible investing. Timothy Plan carefully filters out companies involved in practices Scripture tells us to avoid. We are in an all-out culture war. One powerful way to make a difference is to put our money where our values are. Please go to timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy. Or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-846-7526. Discover how to be a biblically responsible investor.
Before investing, carefully consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company. This and other important information can be found in the fund's prospectus. To obtain a copy, visit timothyplan.com or call 800-846-7526. Read each prospectus carefully before investing.
The Sandy Rios 24/7 podcast are available at AFR.net. Back to Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
Nothing will be as bad as the pain of gambling addiction. Nothing at all. Well, I started gambling at school, just games of chance, throwing coins against the wall. When I was 18, I started gambling on horses. It just progressed more. The bets got bigger and bigger, and there were more things. I was not just betting on horses. I was betting on dogs, which I knew nothing about at all. Football, rugby. I don't even know how I functioned. I'd got 8 credit cards, 13 bank loans. I've got a secret bank account. That was only just to try and get more loans and have an overdraft on it. In 2003, I started taking money from work, small amounts, but that over the next 4 years quickly progressed to large amounts. The shame of what I was doing and what would be brought on my family was too much to bear at times. And I probably, for the last 6 months while I was gambling, constantly thought about going to Bradfield, local beauty spot, and taking my own life. It came to a head and I was arrested for a theft of £315,000 and I received a prison sentence of 3 years. My kids didn't know I was going to go to prison. I'd say goodbye to them at the door, and that was probably one of the hardest things I've ever done.
Well, that's actually a story out of Leeds in York, and that's, of course, Great Britain. Gambling is a worldwide problem. The internet has made everything worldwide. You know, it's been a beautiful thing, hasn't it? All the access we have to everything through the internet. I don't know what I would do without it in show prep or just in finding information in general. We've gotten very used to it, and it has unified the world. But it's also unified the world in a very bad way. And gambling is no exception. And so you can hear from that story. And this is the story of people across the globe. There is something in us that we have addictive personalities, whether it's alcohol, whether it's drugs, whether it's gambling. Gambling is very addictive because, you know, when you win, it's a big high. And people are always looking for ways, you know, to get themselves out of trouble financially with some kind of an easy fix. They long for money to come in to help them sort things out. Sometimes it's a legitimate problem because it is, economic times are rough. Sometimes it's from overspending or carelessness. Whatever the reason, it's very addictive. And so I hope that you will take Professor John Lott's words and his cautions to heart. Don't forget, you can go to stoppredatorygambling.org to find out information. You can go to momsagainstgambling.org if you've got a teenager or you know, someone in your house who's toying with this or even practicing it. And also remember, the Kids Online Safety Act is very important that Congress pass. So those are the takeaways, I think, from this show. Well, I want to thank you for listening. This is Sandy Rios, of course, with Sandy Rios 24/7. You know you can call us at 662-821-2040. You can write us at sandy@afr.net. You can listen to the podcast anywhere convenient to you on Apple, Amazon, Spotify, whatever your choice is. Certainly those of you that are longtime American Family Radio listeners can go to and if you're not, you'll discover a whole world of great programs if you go to afr.net, and our podcast is there as well. Easiest way, I think, is to go to sandyrios.com, sandyrios.com. Well, I want to thank our sponsors as we say goodbye here. Timothy Plan is where you put your money, where your values are, and discover how to be a biblically responsible investor. Visit timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy, or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. Well, thank you for listening to today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.